Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Ty, where are you calling from?
Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was working security on this property one night, and I had every time I work, I always carry a million candle-powered spotlight with me. And on this property, it's surrounded on either side by woods, and this thing jumped across from the trees. And the only thing I can describe it as is one of the Mothman things y'all was talking about, and I spotlighted him good.
Hmm. How big was it? How big was it?
Well, when it was kind of weird. When it flew across the property, it had a really huge wingspan. I mean, he ducked and dodged that spotlight pretty good. But when he landed on the other side of the property on some treetops, he landed and turned around and looked back at me, and I really lit him up. The only way I can describe him is, you've seen that Michael J. Fox movie where he's chasing the ghost and whatnot?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When that thing's coming across the top of the houses? That's exactly what it looked like, exactly.
Was it furry?
No, that's the thing about it. It looked like it kind of had like a leathery type
was it
of look
like
to it.
Was it bird-like?
No, like I said, it looked exactly like that Grim Reaper thing almost.
Yeah, because I'm trying to find these thunderbirds. Linda, have you found those at all?
Well, you get thunderbird reports everywhere. I've been trying. It sounds a lot like the La Crosse man bat, you know, which I have up on my website.
If the La Crosse man bat?
Man bat. This happened about a year ago from right now. A man and his 25-year-old son were driving along about 9 p.m. at night from a music rehearsal, not drunk, not on drugs, when something with about a 10-foot wingspan and a freaky, almost canine face with open mouth and fangs came straight at their windshield. They thought it was going to collide with the car, and instead of hitting the windshield, it went straight up and sailed over the trees. And both men immediately became sick. The younger one vomited all night, and the older one was sick for a week from it. But this does sound a lot like the man bat, and they relate to the Mothman, you know, of Point Pleasant in West Virginia. And some people have also compared it to, there's a very large, supposedly extinct eagle called the Washington Eagle that had a wingspan about that size. But eagles don't have mouths full of fangs.
The Washington Eagle. Back to the other calls. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to share what I believe is a werewolf that I saw while driving down the interstate one night.
Okay, sure.
You know, there was a full moon out, actually, and it was very bright outside, you know, even with the lack of street lights. Like, you could see a lot of things, and I kept noticing a lot of deer and a couple of other types of animals really close to the border of the road, like walking along different fence lines and just, you know, in general, really close to the interstate, more so than you would, you know, think. And I'm just driving along, just heading down the road, and then all of a sudden I look over again and I see what I believe to be a large canine-type man carrying a deer carcass up a tree, like actually climbing up it with his hind legs and what looked to be like a fairly lengthy forearms.
And it was climbing the tree with the carcass in its mouth?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it had it like kind of lodged in its mouth, I guess, by the animal's neck, and was kind of slowly working its way into
wow.
the tree.
Sounds more like feline behavior than canine. And where was this exactly?
This was on my way to Tennessee, and it wasn't that far out of Mississippi where I had seen it, outside the border of Jackson.
What color was it?
Well, you know, it was really bright out, so everything kind of, you know, had an iridescent tint to it, but it looked sort of like a dirty gray color, and it had canine-type features with its head. It had the you know, pointy-type shaped ears that German Shepherds have.
Mm-hmm.
And his head was kind of pointy in that type of shape.
Well, I'll say that, you know, that German Shepherd is the description that I hear over and over again. And I also have numerous reports of people seeing this thing. Usually it's carrying it in its arms or, you know, holding it and eating it, that sort of thing. This is the first time I've heard of it climbing a tree. You know, and I've had people who've actually been treed by it, and it didn't seem that it could climb trees.
Let's go next to our who's up, who's been holding the longest. Let's try West of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Yeah, hello. Great program.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate your courage also, like the lady was saying earlier. You got a gutsy woman. I've had many encounters with different things, so unlike your skeptic who doesn't want to see it, it depends on what you choose to see. And without smoking any happy smoke or drinking anything, I gave that up years ago. I did have an encounter with the wolfman-looking thing. Are you interested?
Yes, let's go. Fire away.
On Highway 1, I was heading back. There were no stores over there. I was heading back from Marina, which is the nearest town where you could get groceries. And I was on Highway 1, and up ahead of me, there was a BMW driving pretty fast. He swerved all of a sudden. It looked like he clipped something. I was afraid it was an animal, like a dog or something. And so I slowed down my van, and then I put my brights on it, and it was a wolf-looking thing, big, though, like 6'6", something like that. And it was laying face down, so I guess it got clipped. And then it seen my headlights. It kind of, like, looked up. It had a shepherd-like face and big old claws, and it wasn't no shepherd, I'll tell you what. Anyway, it looked like a big version of Wile E. Coyote, you know, the cartoon character. I wasn't on anything, believe me. And then my dog growled. I had a Catahoula hound. He like, looked and pointed and growled. His hair went up. And the thing, like, looked kind of dazed, and it got up and ran across the highway. And then another car coming in the fast lane almost clipped it again. And the next day, I used to bring fish to some of the farmers down there in the Artichoke area, you know, Castroville. And I mentioned it to one of the farmers when we were doing our little produce trade. He said, that's strange, because he lived about half a mile from where I seen that creature. He said two dogs down on the ranch got carved up something fierce the night before. They were barking and growling. And one pit bull had, a female had like 40 deep gouges in it that weren't, when the sheriffs come by, they said they were not from a knife.
Man.
Chow dog got its throat ripped open and it's heart eaten, and it also had the same big incisor gouges, and it never was explained. This was a few years back.
See, you know, Joe, and when something like that happens, you have to become a believer in something.